The first thing the Rebbe told us, and this is something the Rebbe has said all the years prior to Tavshin Nun Aleph and Nun Beis, and has been re-emphasized very strongly in the Sichis of Tavshin Nun Aleph and Nun Beis. And this is the fact that this generation, our generation, is the last generation of Golus and the first generation of Geula. The generation that's going to end the Golus and begin the Geula. I'll just read from one quote over here. The Rebbe writes, I'll read and translate. Mehot giret mererim mol, dem gewaldikin chidush ve'iloi von dem doir. We spoke already many times the tremendous uniqueness of this generation. Der letzte doir von Golus und der erste doir von Geula, which is the last generation of Golus and the first of Geula. As stellt mit sich vor dem Gemar v'Siyum von Maaseinu v'Avoidoseinu von Yidin b'meshach kol ha'doiris shalifneze. This generation presents the completion, the Shleimus, the Siyum of the Avoide of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations in Golos to bring the Geula. To be more specific, what does it mean when the Rebbe says our generation is the generation that will be the generation to begin the Geula? What does a generation exactly mean? There's many ways of counting generations. When do they start? When do they end? So we find the Rebbe says clearly in a couple of sichis, just point out one sicha, that we're talking about the ninth generation of the from the Baal Shem Tov. Here it is on page 126. Der Chidush von unser Deir, der Deir Atshi, the ninth generation from the Baal Shem Tov. And then he continues, der Deir Ha'achrin von Golos, ve Deir Arishin von Geula. This generation, the ninth of the Baal Shem Tov. And another Sichas Rebbe says, this is the seventh from the Alter Rebbe. This is the generation that we are talking about that will begin the Geula. In another sikha, the Rebbe refers to this as the third generation from the Rebbe Rashab. It's on page 7. Doir HaShlishi LaAdmer Nishmose Eden, Doir HaGeula. The third generation from the Rebbe Rashab. This is a generation that will begin the Geula. It's understood when saying that this generation is the ninth from the Baal Shem Tov, the seventh from the Alter Rebbe, and the third from the Rebbe Rashab, this is not something that becomes by a number of years, to say that each generation is made up of a number of years, but rather this is goes together with the Nasi Hadur, with the Rebbe, since the Baal Shem Tov, from the Baal Shem Tov and on, each Rebbe presents a new generation. That's how this generation is the ninth from the Baal Shem Tov, seventh from the Alter Rebbe, and the third from the Rebbe Rashab. Because each Rebbe, each leader, this presents a new generation. This can be understood a little bit better from the very famous Rashi in Parshas Chukas that we learned yesterday. When we learned in the Torah, how the Torah tells us, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim, that the Yidden sent messengers to Sichon, and Rashi comments that in other places it says that Moshe sent the messengers. So did Moshe send them or the Yidden sent them? Which one? So the answer is, this teaches you that Moshe and Yidden is all one. Loi Marlach, this comes to teach you, Shenosi Hadoir Hu Kichol Hadoir. The Nasi of the generation, he is like the whole generation, he is equal to the whole generation. Ki Hanasi Hu Hakoil, because the Nasi, he is everything, he is it. There's a sefer called Chaim V'Sholem from the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacherov. So he asks, Rashi seems to repeat himself. First Rashi says, Loimar Lach, Shenosi Hadoir Hu Kichol Hadoir, the Nosi of the generation, the leader of the generation, is equal to the whole generation. And then he says again, Ki Hanosi Hu Hakoil, because the leader is everything. What is this addition that Rashi adds, Ki Hanosi Hu Hakoil? So he explains that if Rashi would only say that the Nasi of the generation is equal to the whole generation, then this means that they're equal. Even though the Nasi is one person, one individual, nevertheless, since he's the Nasi Hadair, the leader of the whole generation, he's equal to the whole generation. What do you do, though, he asks, if there is a machloikis between the Nasi Hadair and the whole generation? The Nasi, the leader of the generation, says one way, then comes the whole generation and says the opposite. What are you supposed to do? If they're equal, who are you supposed to follow? So therefore Rashi adds and says, Ki ha-Nasi hu ha-Koil. He's not just equal to the whole generation, but he is it. He is everything. This is it. The Nasi is what makes the whole generation. So therefore it's easier to understand how the leader of the generation, in this point when the Rebbe says about the generation being the generation of the Geula, and he calls it continuously the ninth of the Baal Shem Tov, the seventh of the Alter Rebbe, and the third of the Rebbe Rashab, how this fits in very well, because the leader of the generation, this is the whole generation.